This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. My guest is Jeffrey Hedgecock. Jeffrey is a Ramona resident. He is the founder of Historic Enterprises and the World Joust Tournaments, which is the organizer of the upcoming Tournament of the Phoenix, which will be occurring in Poway very soon. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, can you tell us the dates and time and place of this unusual event?
The Tournament of the Phoenix, it's in its seventh year now, and it'll be happening in Poway at the Poway Rodeo Grounds, October 18th to 20th. The competition days are the Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th.
Now, the competitions that you'll see there, folks, this is not like the Renaissance fairs. Jeff, tell us what this is all about.
Well, this is an honest competition. It's a true competition. It's not staged. Nothing is fake. We invite six of the best competitors, nightly competitors, the most experienced, the most skilled horsemen, to come in from all over the world, and they compete for two full days and accrue points, and then at the end, there's a winner.
Now, this is jousting with the lances?
It's primarily jousting. We have four sessions of jousting through the weekend, but we also have two other segments of the competition, which the first one on Saturday is poleaxe combat on foot. So we each try to score three good blows on the other guy that we're fighting. It's a one-on-one type of combat. Then on Sunday, we also have the club tourney, which is a melee situation where all six knights are in their full armor on horseback, and we get out there and beat each other with clubs to simulate a medieval mace.
So that sounds awfully dangerous. Do you have very many injuries that occur compared to other sports?
Well, if we didn't wear armor, it would be really, really dangerous, but luckily the armor protects us quite well. So we do have small injuries, occasional concussions. We have some hand injuries occasionally, but for the most part, our armor protects us very well. And even though it is dangerous, we take the appropriate precautions.
Very interesting. Now, you are not just the organizer. You are in the thick of the battle out there. I understand that you're a former champion of this.
Well, I've won a few tournaments in the 10 years that I've been competing internationally. I've competed in 10 different countries around the world, from New Zealand all the way to Poland. I just won a tournament in France this last June. Yeah, I've been doing it for a while, and I am a competitor this year. I've competed in every one except the first one that we had in 2007.
Now, there's an interesting story behind the starting of that first one, I understand. Can you tell us about that?
Well, in 2007, the witch fires happened, starting in the East County, in East San Diego County. And it happened to be the weekend before the tournament weekend that we had planned to have it in late October. And the Sunday before the weekend that we were going to have the tournament, the fires occurred, and we got evacuated within a day of the fire starting. So we were down in Lakeside at an evacuation facility for the entire week leading up to the tournament.
Wow, with people here from all over the world for this thing.
Yeah, we did. We had people flying in from New Zealand and England and Belgium, and all of them had already arrived. And we decided to go ahead with the tournament, even though we only had one day of preparation, having been evacuated for the bulk of the week. So in a way that first tournament was how the Tournament of the Phoenix got its name, because we had risen phoenix-like from the ashes of the fires.
Amazing. Wow. Now, how does a kid from Ramona get involved in international jousting, of all things? What sparked your interest in these knightly pursuits?
I had had an interest in armor since I was a kid. I did a report on it in school when I was about 9-10 years old. And I got into making armor just after college in the mid-80s, and I immediately turned it into a business. I'd gotten an art degree, which helped me with the art aspects, the sculptural mm-hmm. aspects of making armor. But I'd always had an interest in the armed figure, the idea of a man clad in steel, and that the idea that the armor could stand on its own if it needed to, which turned out not to be the case, but it was kind of a fascination of mine when I started with it. I started making armor in the late 80s and then got into historical reenactment, and anytime you get into historical reenactment of the Middle Ages and you wear armor, you kind of think, I really want to joust at some point. You want to be a knight. You want to do it for real. And so it took me quite a while to find a situation of jousting that I was interested in. I really didn't like what I saw at the Renaissance fairs because it wasn't competitive. It was mostly staged. Mm-hmm. And there are other venues for jousting in the U.S., but none of them really appealed to me. So I went to England in 2003, and I saw jousting at the Royal Armouries Museum in Leeds, and 4 months later, I was competing there.
Very interesting. And the rest is history, so to speak. You're making history.
As it were, yes.
Yes. How much has the tournament grown through the years?
I believe our attendance at the first tournament was about 750 people, and we've grown to between 3,000 and 5,000 over the weekend.
Very
so the attendance has increased, although the number of competitors we typically have has stayed consistent, because the more competitors you have, you can only do so much jousting in a weekend, so the more competitors you have, the less each guy gets to do. And when you travel 3,000 to 6,000 miles to compete in a tournament, you want to get as much jousting in as you can. So if we had 12 or 15 competitors, everybody would get an awful lot less jousting.
So it's really a very elite competition. You have the top six, I understand, from around the world coming for this.
They are very, very skilled. I hesitate to use the term elite because that sort of implies some sort of snobbery or elitist situation. But essentially, all the guys who have chosen to come to our tournament, they have an extremely knightly attitude. They have incredible abilities. And they also have armor that looks pretty nice. So we look at our choice of competitors by attitude, ability, and appearance, and usually in that order. Because we have to work together and compete in a very dangerous sport and trust each other. And if some of the people don't have the right attitude, it doesn't quite work.
Now, these are not sports that one would typically think of as American, and yet I know several of the competitors are American. Are you sparking a renaissance of interest in jousting and these other medieval pursuits here in the United States, or for that matter, around the world, Jeff?
We would like to think that we're being an inspiration to other people who want to do this sort of thing, at least in this country. What we do, it does come from a European tradition. At least the type of jousting that we do comes from a European tradition.
Is there anything else that I didn't ask you that you'd like our listeners to know?
I would like to mention the Festival of History, which surrounds the tournament. Although the competition is the centerpiece of the event, the tournament is surrounded by what we call the Festival of History, which is a collection of some of the best reenactment groups and living history groups in Southern California. And they do lifestyle encampments, so people can get a real strong feel of what it was like to live during periods of history from Rome all the way to the Renaissance.
So I understand that includes things like falconry displays and swordsmanship displays. You can see the horses up close and music on instruments of the time. And are there vendors, crafters there as well?
We have a full complement of vendors. We have lots of food. We've chosen some really, really good food vendors. It's the sort of event that you can come to and be at the entire weekend if you choose to. You can even get seats right on the field. People can sit right on the field and see the action up close if they choose to.
Now, again, the competition is going to be October 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Poway Rodeo Grounds. Where can people go to get more information?
They can find out information about World Joust tournaments by visiting worldjoust.com, and then the actual event website is tournamentofthephoenix.com.
Very good, and we'll also have some information up on that in the festivals and events section at eastcountymagazine.org. Jeffrey, thank you very much for joining us here today, and we appreciate you coming in.
Thank
you
so much.
Wish you luck in the tournament coming up.
Thank you.